Welcome to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, or you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You Show starts now. I hope that you are having just an awesome day. I hope you had a great week. I want to ask, what were your wins, right, this week? I hope you are taking the time to celebrate them. What did you maybe wish that you got done that maybe you didn't? And why not? Not in judgment, but rather in curiosity, right? I like to look back at my week and check for ways in which maybe I was distracted, ways in which I wasn't as disciplined, and ask why. Your planner is a really easy tool to decipher this wisdom, right? Did I prioritize what mattered? Did I plan it? Meaning, did I allocate it to my week? This act of planning creates an intentionality that I see missing from so many people's lives. It is so easy to plow through an entire week without really reflecting on, did I work towards my life's work, or was I busy doing busy work? Without celebration, without intention, without consciousness, we will continue to do the same thing we've always done. If we want to create, right, a life that we're obsessed with, then we have to be conscious of our complacency in it, right? We have to ask ourselves these questions. Where are we going through the motions? Where are we not being mindful? And where are we not bringing meaning to the day, to the week, to the month, right? What if we realized, truly realized, right, that life did not happen to us, rather we created it, right? What do you want to create? What results do you want in your life? And if you don't have what you want, why? Have you ever wondered why it is that you know what you want? You even know how to get what you want. And for whatever reason, you don't. All of my work, all of my research has been truly to solve for this reason. I've spent, 20 years in publication, publishing, and the education space. But along the way, I always coached in some capacity. I was a personal trainer. I was a marathon coach. I was a triathlete coach, right? And this is the question that kept me up at night. Why do we not do what we know? I offered my clients the same blueprint, right? The exact same step-by-step guide, right? To get them to the start line and get them to the finish line. And 50% of the time, I'd have clients that made it successfully, right, to the finish line. But the other 50% of the time wouldn't make it to the start line, right? Or they might make it to the start line, but they never finished. And this was just maddening to me, right? I wanted to understand why it is that they knew exactly, right, what to do step by step. And yet they didn't either start or they couldn't finish strong, right? So this 50% was unacceptable to me. And so I decided to go back to school and learn everything that I could possibly learn about human behavior and mindsets and quantum science and neuroscience and the psyche of our humanness, right? My quest was to answer these two questions, right? One, why is it that people don't do what they say they're going to do for whatever reason? Two, why is it that people don't do what they know for whatever reason? I wanted to find the answer to the reason. The search for reason truly became my work, right? So I want you to think about something it is that maybe you have wanted to do, and yet for whatever reason, haven't done it yet. You got it? Maybe it's wanting to lose weight or get healthy, right? Maybe it's wanting to save money, right? Or quit your job or ask for a promotion or start your own company or pursue your passions, right? Maybe you want to have a better relationship with your spouse. Maybe you want to stop yelling at your kids. Maybe you want to have this difficult conversation that swirls around and stuck in your contemplation. Regardless of where your result is different from your want, there is a reason. And I'm going to share with you that reason today and how to solve for it. Okay? You ready? All right, here we go. The reason we do not have the result that we want in our life is because of our brain. I'm going to say this again. The reason, right, that we don't have what we want in our life is because of our brain, because of thoughts in our head, because of the sentences between our ears. That's it. Promise you it's enough, but that's it. It's not because of our job. It's not because of our luck. It's not because of our weight. It's not because of how much money we have. It's because of our thoughts. We have between 50 and 60,000 thoughts in any given day. 95% of those thoughts are based on unconscious programming, right? Programming from our past experiences, past hurts, past biases, past judgments, past relationships, past stories, right? So if it ever feels like you're living in Groundhog's Day, like living the same day over and over again, it's because you most likely are. If we're not thinking about what we're thinking about on the regular, your past will become your very predictable future. So how do we think about what we think about? My favorite way to do this and teach this is through the use of a framework that I learned from Brooke Castillo at the Life Coaching School, right? I kind of take her work and the work of my favorite researchers in the neuroscience space, the Bruce Liptons, the Amit Goswamis, the Daniel Amens of the world. And I put kind of the best of them together in a framework to better understand our thoughts, how they impact our experiences, how they impact our relationships with other people, and why they're so important to unpack. So when we think about this framework, right, I like to coach people around being really intentional about differentiating the situation and the circumstances in our life from our thoughts. We've been conditioned to believe, for the most part, or at least haven't questioned it, that our thoughts aren't true necessarily, right? And I want to offer that although valid, they're not necessarily true, right? True would mean that they could be held up in a court of law. True would mean that everyone would agree, right? And we create so much suffering and we sabotage our goals and our commitments and our decisions and our relationships and our life because we haven't learned this skill. When we understand that the situations in our life are neutral, right? We have leverage over how it is that we decide to think about them, right? And I'm not suggesting that we always want to think about a situation in a way that makes us happy. Happiness isn't the goal, always. The goal is to understand that we are humans, and it is part of our humanness to experience the 50-50 of this life, the progression and the struggle, And people will challenge this 50-50. They'll try to outrun it. They will offer that this is not their experience, rather, that their life is more like 80-20. And to them, I offer lovingly, it's because they're not allowing themselves to feel, right? There are certain things that we don't want to be happy about, right? There are certain things that we want to be sad about, disappointed about even. There are certain things that we want to even be upset about. But what I believe is even better than happiness is finding the peace and acceptance of this reality and the freedom that it offers to choose how we want to think and how we want to feel. So many of us are still believing that our situation, right, is what is creating our suffering. And that's just not possible, right? My clients will share with me that their in-laws are driving them crazy, or that their kids are frustrating, right? Or they'll tell me that their spouses are making them feel inadequate, or that they don't feel appreciated, right? And when we try to solve this problem, we try to solve it by trying to fix the S, right? We try to fix our husband, trying to control and manipulate our kids. We try to fix our in-laws, right? And I don't know about you, but I haven't had much luck trying to fix my situations, right? But the situation is never the problem, which is the best news ever, my friends, because if the situation was the problem, we would have no power to solve it. And truly, the importance of this knowing must not be underestimated. Knowing this will literally change the way you see the world. It'll change the way you react in the world. It will change the way that you show up in the world. And it will change the way that you have a relationship with yourself and the world. So I want to bring this home just one more time. The only reason we feel is because of what it is that we're thinking. Consider this. If we were brain dead, right, we would attach zero meaning to the situation, meaning you would not think anything about your in-laws, your spouse, or your kids. The only reason we feel what we feel about that situation is because we have a thought about that situation, right? And I'm not saying that we wouldn't want to, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't, right? Where we get into trouble is we believe that our thoughts are true. We believe that our thoughts are right. Right? And it is human psyche. This is 101. Our brain wants us to be right. Our brain would rather us be right than get healthy. Our brain would rather us be right than feel better. Our brain would rather us be right than be connected. Right? So if we're not taking the time to question our stories, right, to determine what about them is true, and what about them are just convictions and biases, right, in our head based off of our experience of the past, we suffer in sabotage. So if we want something different for our future, right, we have to look no further than the stories of the past, right, that you offer up as truth, right? So that's the first reason we sabotage, right? We sabotage because we believe that our situations and our circumstances dictate how it is that we show up in the world, right? And if this is true, then we will be at the mercy of everybody else's agency. Our in-laws, our spouses, our kids, we will be the victim of our own life without freedom to create, to choose, and to contribute to our own life in our own way. The second way we sabotage is that we believe that we do what we know, right? And human behavior proves this to be wrong over and over and over again, right? If we did what we know, we would have done it already. Anything that you have ever wanted to do, whether it would be to lose weight or to get healthy or to save money or invest in the stock market, right? Cultivate better relationships, better habits and teams, right? I promise you, there is a book, there is a podcast, there is courses, there's a curriculum in order to do almost anything. You see, friends, it's not in knowing more. It's actually in doing what you know, right? So we have to understand why it is that we are not doing what we know. And as you might have guessed, the reason we're not doing what we know is because of our thinking. And as I mentioned earlier, our thinking creates our feelings, right? We have a thought and it creates a vibration in the body. It releases a chemical in the body and we feel whatever it is that we feel, right? And how we feel, right, fuels how we show up and what it is that we do and what it is that we don't. Willpower by definition, right, is doing something you what? You don't feel like doing. So it's really important to understand not only what it is that we think about, right, but how it is that that thinking creates that feeling and process our feelings through. If life truly is 50-50, if life truly is about struggle and progression, then we ought to cultivate, right, some more struggle tolerance, right? And I believe that the reason we sabotage more is because that we don't have that struggle tolerance, right? And our life is because we believe in some way that our life should have been different somehow, right? And that we shouldn't have to struggle, right? But when we embrace this and honor it, we are much less likely to quit. We are much less likely to give up. We are way more likely to persevere, to push through, and to prove our brain wrong, right? Let me give you an example that might help you kind of bring all of this to light for you. And I'm going to use the example of weight loss just because I do a lot of coaching around it. And even though you might be listening to this and weight loss has never necessarily been a goal for you, I'm sure you know someone, right, that has been on this weight loss journey, right? So most of us know what to do in order to lose weight, right? Losing weight is not hard, right? Losing weight for the most part is just math, right? It's calories in and calories out, right? There's 3,500 calories in a pound, right? You want to lose a pound a week, you have to either consume 500 calories less a day or move your body and expend, right, 500 calories more a day or some combination of the two, right? Now, this is weight loss, right, that I'm simplifying here, right? This isn't necessarily nutrition-based weight loss, but either way, this weight loss is math, right? And the reason why so many of us aren't doing this, right, in our action line, meaning we're not exercising 500 calories more a day, or we're not consuming 500 calories less a day, is not because, right, we don't know that we need to do it. It's because we don't have the proper emotion fueling it, right? So many clients that I work with as it relates to weight loss believe that it's not possible for them. They try to offer to me that they weigh too much, that they're overweight, that they are fat and lazy and unmotivated. And they tell me this as if those are all facts. But the only fact, right, that goes in the model, right, is the amount of weight that they actually weigh, right? Right? The weight on the scale. That is the weight that goes in the S line, right? The situation. The amount of weight could be proven, right, in a court of law. It's just the gravitational pull on your body. That's it, right? Where we sabotage is in what we make that weight mean, right? We sabotage in our thinking about this weight, right? These thoughts, right? Like, I'm overweight, I'm disgusting, I'm fat, I've never been able to lose weight before, right? Everything I've tried hasn't worked. And if we think about those thoughts, all of those thoughts create feelings of frustration, hopelessness, anger, angst, resentment, self-hate. And none of those feelings are the fuel that is required to take care of your body, right? To love yourself, to want to show up and move your body in a way that betters it, in a way that allows you to consume 500 calories less a day in order to better it, right? All of this self-hating isn't fueling your action to take care, right? Those emotions are not fueling your best and most empowering actions, right? So how many people do you know that have tried diet after diet after diet without success, right? Why are they not successful? It's not the diet, I promise you. If it were the diet, right, then I'm guessing there is some efficacy around every single diet that you know about that proves that it has worked for someone, right? It's not the diet, it's the thoughts about your diet, okay? So remember when I offered you that we have about 50,000 thoughts a day and 95% of our unconscious programming from our past, from our experiences, from our stories? Our brain believes our stories. So when we tell our brain we can't, that we're not capable of losing weight, that we've never been able to lose weight, right? If we do that, right, then this becomes our weight loss story. And subsequently, the belief effect takes over. We believe this story to be true. And because of this, we feel hopeless and frustrated. Not exactly the best fuel to confidently commit to your goals, right? And the great news is that you are not your stories. You are not your default programming. You are the thinker of your thoughts. And when we don't hijack our thoughts and redirect them, right, then our beliefs will prove true. You have to be the boss of your brain, my friends, right? And I'm teaching you how to do that this month in Becoming. So if you're not in there with us, I would love to have you in there, right? I want you to think about your stories differently. And we have stories about everything. We have stories about our money. We have stories about what it actually means to be successful. We have stories about our relationships. We have stories about every single one of our children, right? And I just want you to own and take command of those stories, right? If our thoughts aren't true, right, then they're all just make believe anyway. You get to decide what your story is going to be about all of this, right? You can just decide, right, that you are capable of losing weight. You can just decide that you are capable of saving money and make that be your story, right? So I want to offer to you guys that this reframing, this reorienting yourself to a new set of beliefs is the way to create the future of choice, not by staying same, right? Because as you know, if you don't hijack that story, right, your past will become your very, very predictable future, right? I'm going to talk about feelings next week. I'm excited to break them down because feelings aren't cute. They're not fluffy. They literally are the reason for everything that we do. I can't wait to see you guys next week. And if you liked this episode, would you do me a favor? Would you share it maybe with some of your very favorite people and maybe ask them to do the same? This movement requires our movement. This movement to become more by being more, I truly believe that together, you and me, we can become more and inspire others to do the same. We can change the world one mindset at a time, starting with ourselves. Thanks for being with me. Have an amazing weekend, everyone. See you next Friday, same time, 11 Central, right? And if you want to learn more about what we're doing and take what you're hearing and learning on this podcast to the next level, check out our Becoming Group online at www.leahrowling.com/becoming. This community needs you. Take care. Mwah.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.